are about to enter the hidden world of the overlooked. Welcome to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the weekly exploration of life's most utterly mundane minutiae. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome back to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the overlooked textures and structural choices of the built environment. I'm Craig Chapman, and today we are venturing into a corner of the world almost universally experienced, yet instantly forgotten, the public toilet. And we are not analysing the fixtures, we are going low. We are addressing the single most pragmatic, yet aesthetically depressing colour choice known to modern architecture, the various grout colours of public toilets. The grout, for those who maintain a healthy distance from maintenance, is the paste that fills the space between the ceramic tiles. Its colour is not chosen for beauty, it is chosen for functional resignation. So, settle in, because we are about to delve into the subtle, yet aggressive palette of institutional indifference. We begin with white grout. This is the colour of optimism, the colour of a maintenance budget that still believes in the possibility of cleanliness. White grout is the standard choice in hospitals, high-end restaurants, and any space where perceived sterility is paramount. The problem, of course, is that white grout has an exceptionally low mean time before staining, or MTBS. Now, I've got to be honest, I may have made that little bit up. But it sounds good though, doesn't it? It will visibly absorb every stain, every drop, and every chemical residue within days of installation, especially in a public toilet. Something I don't really want to think about. White grout, therefore, is a lie. It is an aesthetic ideal that is immediately defeated by the realities of public usage. It is quickly relegated to being a pale, off-white, yellowish memory of hygiene. Its failure is rapid and visible, serving as a constant low-level reminder of entropy. Architects who specify white grout for a public space are either dangerously naive or are planning a quick exit before the inevitable discoloration begins. The moment maintenance departments accept defeat, they pivot to the vast, safe and utterly soul-crushing spectrum of tan, beige and light grey grout. This palette is the universal compromise. It is chosen precisely because its colour matches the average particulate matter found on the floor. It is designed for camo maintenance. It hides dirt, shadow stains, and crucially, avoids the high contrast embarrassment of the white grout failure. The beige to tan spectrum is not intended to look clean. It is intended to look constantly not quite dirty. It is the architectural equivalent of a camouflage uniform designed for a dirt floor. Its functional efficiency is high, but its aesthetic, albeit non-existence, is the colour of resignation, applied one thin line at a time. This is where most public toilets end up. Before we look at the final, most aggressive colour choice, go stretch your legs, grab a drink, and perhaps take a moment to appreciate any floor that has not utilised beige grout. We'll return in a moment to discuss the intimidating power of the black compound.
If you're looking for a drama,
welcome back. I do hope you are refreshed, because this next bit is going to get a lot more exciting. Finally, we're going to talk about dark grey and black grout. This is the colour of defiance, the colour of a facility manager who has seen far too much. This colour is not meant to hide dirt, but to obliterate the visual evidence of it entirely. Black grout is often coupled with dark speckled or institutional tiles, a combination that presents a united front against visible contamination. Its functional performance is unparalleled. It has an infinite MTBS, can you remember what I made up earlier? Meantime before staining. For staining, as the stain simply adds to the aggregate darkness. However, dark grout introduces its own psychological issue. Because it hides all the evidence of dirt, you can never truly be certain of the floor's cleanliness. It is a surface that forces you to rely entirely on faith, rather than observation. It is structurally sound and easy to maintain, but it makes an aggressive, uninviting aesthetic statement. It says, "We built this to last, and you will respect its permanence." So, grout is a maintenance philosophy, ultimately. The grout colour of a public toilet is a direct, visible reflection of the maintenance philosophy of the institution. White grout, idealism, quickly leading to failure. Tan, beige grout, compromise, leading to a long-term visual mediocrity. Black grout, authoritarian efficiency, leading to psychological uncertainty. So the next time you are forced to observe the tiling of a public facility, remember the silent war being waged on the floor. It is a battle of colour, chemistry, and human expectation, and it is usually fought in the shades of brown. Thank you for allowing me to document the subtle yet aggressive colour choices of the lowest level of institutional architecture, and thank you for tuning in to another wonderfully mundane episode of Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. Join us again next week where we'll tackle another equally uninteresting subject.
This has been Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. If you have a suggestion for an even more uninteresting subject or just want to say hello, you can reach us at nowthatsnotaveryinterestingpodcast@mail.com. Please also subscribe, leave a quick rating, and share it with a friend. We will return next week with another fascinatingly uninteresting subject.